This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
What is the goal of Ramadan? So you may attain taqwa. And what is taqwa? Allah conscious. And what does Allah conscious mean? Allah conscious mean I'm going to do everything He's pleased with, and I am going to be staying away from everything He doesn't want. Shahru Ramadan, if I do it the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me, as much as I can, focused on Him, focused on what I am doing, and not only holding food and drink and marital relationship in that time frame, or rather holding every sin, making Allah as my focus, doing every extra I can, then the end is taqwa. It will burn my sins. This is why it's extremely important for us from now to change the way we look at Ramadan. We all celebrated. We all are very happy. But what I need to do is from now, put goals for myself. When I leave Ramadan, that I achieved those goals and I'm going to take them with me. And one of the goals of Ramadan is actually it will burn my sins, meaning my fasting, the proper fasting, my relationship with Allah, my salah, my qiyam, my night salah, my charity, my conduct, all of these going to be multiplied. I'm not going to do the casual, neither quality nor quantity. I'm not just going to do 2 rak'at after Isha. I'm going to do my taraweeh, and I'm going to do longer, and my relationship with the Quran. I am building and building. So how is my sins will be burned? Inna al-hasanati yudhibna al-sayyi'at. Good deeds remove bad deeds. So here I am. Gradually, I'm building more good deeds. I'm building a better relationship with Allah. I'm building a better relationship with the Quran. I'm building better relationship even with the people around me. These are all good deeds. Let alone salah and of course, the fasting and the qiyam al-layl. These are all good deeds. Good deeds remove bad deeds.